So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene. The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
Was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We'd love to do custom content, and we'd love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
Let's get back to the show. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Class. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. Welcome back to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. And Stephanie and I have had a pretty interesting couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, non-sex related.
Right.
We found this drum set, right?
Yeah.
And like, It was like one of those things. It was just like, we've been looking for one for a while for the family. Like
fully looking, but like we figured eventually we will get one in the house. And if the right one comes along, then we'll jump on it. And the right one came along. So
like, I used to work in music stores, right, and all that kind of stuff. So like I went on Marketplace and this Roland drum set popped up for $100.
Yeah.
And for any of you music nerds out there, like, this is one of the ones that has like the mesh heads and all that kind of stuff.
It's legit.
So I was like, I thought it was a typo. I was like, obviously he meant 1,000, but like in the off chance he meant 100, I will certainly throw $100 bill at this thing to get it.
Right.
And turns out
it was not a typo.
It was not a typo, and I was the first one to get it. So I got this like $4,500 drum set for $100. And I'm thinking, well, certainly one of my spawn will learn how to play this. But it turns out that this beautiful creature next to me, Stephanie, has a knack for rhythm. I mean, she's solid. She's got a good way of, like, she knows what to ignore when I'm playing, and she knows what to listen to, and she's steady. So it's super cool because we're like 18-year-old me, 16-year-old me even, has finally got the sex and rock and roll part of my marriage completely covered.
Yeah.
The drugs were probably going to stick to weed and ADHD meds, but like, hey, I mean, I guess they're there still.
Still
it's just
there.
Not as fun as I think, you know,
right,
rock and roll is usually talking about. But no, we've been like playing a lot of music together though. Like,
yeah.
So like we have a lot of sex together. We do everything together.
Yes.
But everything. Now in the evenings, you'll be like, you want to jam? And I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, god damn, I've been waiting my entire life for this. Like,
those are the words I want to hear.
Yeah, like, that's the kind of fun I can have when, like, people are around.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't have to go behind closed doors. So that's just, like, one of our little, like, personal wins that I wanted to, like, share with everybody.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I still don't fully know what I'm doing, but, like...
She's not a pro, but, like, for 2 weeks in, like, she... You listen to enough of my shows.
Right.
That you know a lot of the fills, you know a lot of my cues from when I played live music. So it's like I'm playing with my old drummer, only way less annoying and way more hot. And I'm going to fuck you after the show. I might fuck you during the show.
Oh, boy.
But there was a very slim chance of that happening with my last drummer.
I'd say next to none.
Next.
No, but like there's a lot I have to learn. I know that. So,
but yeah, hey, look, if you want to support Stephanie's non-sexual dream of being a sexual drummer, check out her wish list. I'm going to make sure she has like some drumsticks and stuff up on there.
Yeah.
And we can start getting her hooked up with some good stuff. And I'm sure she'll, you know, learn a song for you. As long as it's in, you know, 4/4, and nothing too crazy. Maybe she'll return with a video, you know.
Maybe.
A nice, who knows? I can't make promises, but I know that you are usually overly gracious for any sort of thing that is gifted.
Correct. Yes.
To you. And if you are interested in supporting that, virginitysnatchers.com is the best way to find all of our links. And you can always message Steph and be like, hey, Steph, do you have that wish list? I'd love to see what you got on it. And, you know, just go from there. What else did we have going on this week? We've been having a bad stream of luck lately with the people that we've been trying to, like, talk to and people that we've matched with.
Like, connect with and, like...
Typically, when we go through, like, you know, the dating sites and stuff, it's pretty smooth talking.
Yeah.
To get to where we need to. And we've noticed lately that people have... It just takes a long time for responses and stuff like that.
Yeah, I get it. The holidays are coming up. People get stressed. Like, this is a weird time of the year for a lot of people. And I... totally get it. It's just super frustrating for us because we, you know, would still like these interactions and we still want these like encounters, and they're hard to like fulfill, if you will.
Yeah.
So.
And now we do have the ability, if you are a female creator or a really we're looking for female creators right now, that would be interested in, you know, joining us for a few days at a time. We do have the ability to put you up somewhere for a few days.
Yep.
They would not be with us. You'd have your own space. So feel free to reach out to us if that's something you're interested in. It's not open to everybody.
You would have to travel.
You'd have to travel to us. But you would have lodging once you get here. and you'd be able to collaborate with us. Obviously, it's not going to be open to everybody. You got to meet certain requirements. Right. You got to, you know, be our vibe, our type of person. I'm not expecting anybody to really, you know, accept this offer and run with it.
And let's go ahead and be clear. Like, a dude pretending to be a chick, just don't.
Yeah, everybody's a dude until you've proven otherwise. Like, even...
So, like, legit be a chick.
Yeah. But hit us up. Let us know.
Woman, female, whatever you want to...
Let us know if you were looking to, you know, get a few days in paradise and possibly do some collaborating with us. We can take care of the lodging. I'm fairly certain. So hit us up.
Now that we've put that out there, it'll not work, but you know, that's
It'll work. We have several
means of doing it,
and it'll be worthwhile for everybody. We just know that we can't host here at our own home because, you know, we got kids.
Right.
It's tough. But with that being said, it doesn't mean that, like, hey, you can do your own thing in the evenings off in this place that, you know, we have. And during the school day, when our spawn are out of the house,
we're ready to go.
We're locked in, ready to work. I think it's a good deal for anybody, really. So hit us up. The Awkward Pillow Talk podcast at gmail.com is the best way to get an immediate response from me, or near immediate. That comes to both of our phones, essentially.
Right.
Stephanie rarely responds from it, but she does nag me and say, hey, make sure you respond to it.
Right. Be like, hey, I got that email. Make sure you check it and respond.
Exactly. So we are actively looking for female collaborators. We're not really looking for couples or men right now, unless you're a virgin or you've met certain other criteria.
Right.
Now, we changed our mind recently. We put out an all call saying, hey, we might be open to regular dudes. Holy shit, nobody can listen to instructions, and it just turns you off of everyone.
Yep. So that it makes me be like, okay, just the virgins again.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. And I know it's like,
they just see
it's something. It's not a few that ruin it for the many. It's the many that ruin it for the few.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, the amount, I say very explicitly in the ads exactly what the fuck I'm looking for and exactly what you need to do. We create a gauntlet on purpose, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be
convenient for you.
Right.
I got to make sure that you fucking follow instructions.
Because if you can't follow those instructions, chances are you're not going to follow the instructions that we would like you to listen to when you are here filming. So
you've got to jump through enough hoops for me at this point before I waste my time on you. You got to keep in mind that, like, you are likely one of thousands, not hundreds, thousands that try to reach out to us.
Right.
And it just, you get lost in a sea, especially when you're just, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
What you doing right now?
What you wearing?
It's like, y'all, come on. So, I mean, I hate to, like, go off on those things, but we also get people, like, and I know the guys that are doing it, you know, they're the guys who are like, I refuse to pay for porn, but I am going to get on these sites and see what I can get for free from these girls, you know.
Right.
Because I'm really talking to an actual woman that actually has sex. Regardless if she's talking to me sexy, she's responding to me. She's giving me attention.
Right.
So I get what they're trying to get out of it, but you'll never, ever, ever get a free picture or anything. And at most you'll get two or three responses from Steph before she's like, all right, see you later. You got to qualify yourself.
Right.
We don't want to be jerks.
And tarnish our brand,
but you have to understand that we have so many people that are reaching out to us that we have to prioritize our time because we do have children. We do have our own relationship still.
We have, you know, stuff we got to do around the house.
And then we have people that actually pay us money. So you person that is just coming in and is just like, oh, I'm special. So they'll talk to me for free.
Let me shoot my shot for free.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. Now, also, don't be shooting your shot, spending $100 and being like, I spent $100, so it's guaranteed. It's not how it works, y'all.
Right.
It's going to be a combination of support and luck here. You know, follow the directions. You know, when the wind blows the right way, you just happen to be going that direction too.
Right.
And then we'll catch you.
if you're in it long enough and you match our criteria, you will be probably picked up.
Right.
Don't be pushy. The second you become pushy, I'm fucking over you.
Yep.
Because we have so many people and you are not that special, unfortunately. Right. I love you all.
I want to be able to help everybody, but I can't. I physically cannot. So
just, we feel the frustration from people and we want to just make sure you know.
And just know it's nothing personal, like against you or, you know, who you are, what you look like or how you act or any of it. It's just, we cannot physically help everybody because it's just impossible.
Now, keep in mind, too, we do have certain requirements and there's certain people that are like, oh, hey, well, I'm special, so I'm going to be, you know, exempt from this requirement, right?
Right.
And, no, I'm sorry. It's just, it's not going to work that way. You know, if you are height, weight, proportionate, right? And to me, like, even me at 250 pounds and 6'2", I was height, weight, proportionate, right?
Right.
Because I was a big enough dude that I could carry my weight. If you are, you know, unfortunately proportioned, it's probably not going to work because it's something that just, Steph has to still be attracted.
Right.
Right. It's nothing personal. I'm sure there's other people out there that will do it, but we are a charity to a certain extent, right?
Right.
You are still doing this because you enjoy doing it.
Right.
You're not going to do gross people just because they are virgins and they feel like it is owed to them.
Right. Like, I also, like, yes, I take my consideration into thought, but I also have to think about my fans and what they like to see as well. And, like, I mean, I know that seems silly or whatever, but, like...
Well, we know what type of person typically right. that your fan base is looking for. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a white dude, right? That's losing his virginity.
Right.
And preferably blonde-haired... white dude is like, that's,
those just seem to sell.
Those seem to sell wonderfully. The what's weird is like, so we don't really think the color side of things very much, which is tough for us when we get to the point of labeling our videos and having to be like, what nationality was that person? Cause like, we don't know. So like,
because it's not like they walk in and we be like, all right, give me your, you know, your background. Like, where are you from? Like, what's your nationality? Like, we don't ask any of that. Cause like, to us, it does not matter. But then afterwards you have to start thinking like, oh shoot.
Like, so like, we could be totally off on some of our labels. So like, if you go and look at like the meta tags on some of these like videos that we have, like,
could be wrong.
I don't know. They could be wrong.
I do my best, but you just never know.
But we find that, the white dudes, blonde hair, innocent look, I guess, those sell the best. Unfortunately, like, black dudes with like the average size penis almost sell like none.
Yeah, it's,
which is,
that's sad.
Sucky.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we see no difference in the encounter ourselves. So, like, we don't think like, oh,
those are the ones that usually get in their heads quite a bit because
there's that stigma of this BBC thing, right? They're like, well, I don't have a BBC. You're, I just, like, got, I a just fucking got a
fucking ABC.
Right. But that's like, those ones don't sell. So like, we hate to be like so picky and tell you no, but like, if I say, hey, I'm sorry, that's not what we're looking for right now, then
it's nothing
personal. The other type of people that reach out to us are like the couples that are like, this is going to be my wife's first time.
Right.
And it's like the dude trying to talk to me being like, hey, would you fuck my wife? Would you do this? And like, I guarantee the wife doesn't even have an idea
that he's talking. Right.
And I'm aware, y'all. Like,
we're not dumb.
Not dumb. Like, if you tip me, I'll believe you.
Right. We'll play that fantasy.
I'll play it if you tip me, but like, I'm not dumb enough to be like, oh yeah. I'm just going to give you, like, somebody responded to one of our ads. It was like, here's pictures of us, send pictures back. Like, first off, my pictures were on the fucking ad.
Right.
Second off, your picture that you shared was potato quality. Third off,
it's a bit of Android.
No. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not how this fucking works. I laid all my shit out there. I'm like, this is me. Here's my picture. I even have this podcast where you can look into my entire sexual history and hear my entire fucking inner thoughts.
Right.
And they're like, here's a picture. Can I have another picture of you? Oh. Like, nope, you've gotten just totally dismissed.
Yep, now. You're done.
So if we're looking for, again, we're looking for women. That's the easiest thing for us right now. Right. Because we have a lot of ideas for girl-girl content that we'd like to do. And obviously, the more the merrier, because I'll fuck the shit out of them, too.
Right. And, like, we can still look for women that are married, but they have to know that they're being, like, put up for, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, to...
use?
Yeah. Like, you know, they have to know they're being involved because, like, a lot of the times they don't. Like, they don't know that their husbands are looking and that this is something that their husbands want. And then all of a sudden we're like, hey, can we speak with the wife? And they're like, oh, she's not available, or oh, she's in the shower. Or, you know, stupid excuses.
So we've stopped putting effort into it until, like, so we're not trying to be short. We're not trying to be cold with people. But, like, we have to protect our time.
Right.
Because I can't put this much time into everybody to find out if you're real or fake. You've got to put up immediately. My shit's out there.
Right. You can tell we're real because we're real.
So, like, I'm happy to, like, do usually, like, a live picture after you've sent one to me.
Right. Which we will then specify what it is that we would like you to send in the picture. It's not like a, hey, let me just send you a picture that's 4 years old. Nope. It's, you do... what we say in the picture, and then you might get a picture back from us doing the same thing. But
and note that at this point we are looking to, you know, film or do something fun, and we're happy to try to keep your identity safe if you're a virgin, or if you're a female that is just, you know, you're looking to explore, you don't want your identity out.
Right.
But really, like, if you're another adult creator or something like that, I'm not looking to blur your face. That's so much more work for us on that side. And I mean, there's really, I don't know.
There's no need if they're an adult creator.
Yeah, I mean, that was the other thing to do with guys, too. Like, if we were to have single guys come, is like, if you're not a virgin, I don't really want to blur your face.
Right.
Because there's so much of the porn aspect that involves facial expression.
Right.
And I wish we could show the virgin faces without society's judgment of them,
right,
for having gone through this,
because that's my favorite part of the video, is seeing their faces and their reactions when it, like, first goes in. They just feel that, like, feeling. That's my absolute favorite part, and only the three of us get to ever see it. So it's something special for, you know, for me at least, and I hope for them. But
I'm certainly not paying attention to the facial expression.
No, I know. But, like, I'm just saying, like, there are only a select few people that get to see that, and that's my favorite part of it. So, which is unfortunate because we can't show it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've, in the few instances that we have done, you know, single guys that were not virgins, we've basically had it to where, like, we don't blur their face.
Right.
I think we did it with one during the photo shoot, but that one was a different situation. But I wanted to be a little clear on, like, why we're so picky, or, like, why maybe you don't get responses from us as fast as possible, because we get people that are like, are you still there? It could take me 2 or 3 days to get to you,
Right. Because
we get so many things that pop up all at once for this kind of work.
And he's got such an ADHD brain.
I could be so deep in something else when your message came through. I try not to open things until I'm fully ready to respond.
Yep.
So don't take it personal. You got to wait your turn.
Right.
And if you're patient, if you're patient and you've provided the information that you think that I need, like a picture, where you're located, you know, necessary contact information, usually to, like, get a hold of you off of platform, because if you're not constantly monitoring the platform that you message me on, you're going to want to give me another contact.
Right.
You know, I'm giving you tips here. I don't know what else to do, but
yeah,
that's what it is. Don't be a dick.
Yep. Respect our time. We'll respect yours as best we can.
Now, one place that I really hoped that we would be able to start utilizing more, because we're kind of close. We're like an hour and a half away.
Yeah. Hour and a half's pushed it, but yeah.
Is Secrets Hideaway.
Right.
So we've been there a few times and we've shied away from talking about it because
we're so close and so many people love it.
So many people love it. I don't.
It's not for us.
I don't want to like harsh anybody. So I don't think you should not go there.
You should try it.
It's certainly. And maybe it was the times of the year that we went because maybe. It wasn't the greatest times. The crowds certainly weren't good.
We do live in Florida now, though. Both times that we visited, we were still in Virginia. So it could be that now that we are acclimated to the Florida people, maybe they're not so Florida people.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I don't either. But.
But you're right. That's possible. But.
But you would think we would be more inclined to them prior to us living in Florida.
Right. And I was not.
Right. It could have been the time of the year. But we went at two different times of the year, so we got 10 other months to try.
We do. And I think we will try it again at some point. All the rooms are different there, right?
Right. That's cool. I do like that until you can't find a room that you are trying to vibe with.
Yes, that is tough. And both times that we picked a room, the room had something gross or wrong with it, or gross and wrong with it.
Right.
So that was unfortunate because like you pick these rooms for certain features. Like I know the first time that I went, we'd never tried a sex swing before.
Right.
So I picked one specifically that had this, really, I picked it for the sex swing.
Right.
Like I looked at the different ones because they had different types and I was like, I want to try this one. And when I got there, it wasn't hooked up correctly.
Right.
And I didn't know how to do it.
Right.
So I'm like, so I go to the front desk. I'm like, can somebody help me? They're like, we don't know how to do it. So then they like sent somebody to the room while we were gone at some point because I think we went out to go get something to eat or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I came back and it still wasn't correct. Right. It was right. Like, so I just was like, okay, well, that sucks because I would have chose a different room.
Right.
Had it not been for that.
Right. Like it should have been already put together.
Right. So, I mean, it was whatever. We have video, I think, from that too.
That one had
that was the one where you were spinning around the stripper pole.
I was going to say, that one had a stripper pole.
And then I accidentally left the phone on record. Facing up, and we had the camera. It was a mirrored bed, so it was like you were drunk. I think
probably
whiskey sours, baby.
Yep, it'll get me.
But I mean, we had fun with ourselves. But I remember right. We went out to try to like interact with people, and it was very closed off. Nobody would look at us.
Right. And again, I know we're always the youngest people, and maybe they aren't used to seeing like that young of a like couple to come. There, but like, I don't know. Like, it's just weird.
And so they had karaoke going on at the time. I had to step away from that because I knew that if I got into the karaoke thing, it'd be a different type of night for me.
Right.
I get too competitive.
Yep.
So also, I was curious. When I go to these places, I want to walk around. I want to see what you have to offer because right. This is how you kind of learn about different types of kinks and stuff. Is like,
and, you know, like makes you want to come back if you have something that is worth offering.
So. Right. So we definitely went around, looked through the playroom. They had like a group shower. They had some interesting furniture in there. I think they just did a redo on it too, from what I understand. Yeah. But there wasn't anybody like worth playing with or anything like that.
Nobody was playing at the time.
So we went and got naked because we were fine getting naked still.
Right.
And we got in the hot tub and then some gross chick came in and sat across from us. She was really fat.
And I know it sounds bad.
It sounds bad, but it was like...
It was bad.
It was a lot, y'all. Like, I'm like...
Takes a lot.
It takes a lot for me to say that. Like, but this was like... It was just like... Very graphic. Like, she just came in out of nowhere. Very graphically.
Right.
And I don't know how else to explain myself without sounding like a total dick. So I'm just going to stop. But, like, that was just, like, what the fuck was this? And I've seen some shit at Hedo. Like, I've seen some shit.
Right.
But that one was just, like, what the fuck? I remember being, like, it's like a train wreck.
And there was multiple places, like, multiple hot tubs that she could have gone in.
Well, it was obviously because she was probably trying to initiate something with us or, like, be like, hey, look at me.
Right.
And she wanted to be around people. But, like, it wasn't. That was not for me.
Right.
And then I think the bar was all you could drink that night.
Okay.
So we were like, okay, so we paid like it was $40 each for all we could drink. There's nobody there.
Like the bartenders?
No, like inside that, the inside bar. Remember that they had the inside bar?
Oh, that's right.
So we were like in there drinking. We were talking to the bartenders, but nobody else was there.
Oh, yeah. It was like a dance, like club, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about
they
that.
They were like, so is it like usually a hop? And they're like, yeah, it's usually got a lot more people than this on a, you know, all you can drink
night. And we're like, oh, this is really weird. They're like, yeah, I don't.
So we spent way more money on all you can drink because we were just like, after like two drinks, we were just like, fuck this. Like,
yeah,
this isn't worth it. So I think we went back to the playroom to go see if anybody else was like doing anything. I remember seeing a bunch of people in the group shower at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's that? And you were like, no. Okay. So.
Because it just. It
was not appealing. I believe it was one of the women that was at the hot tub. I didn't know it at the time. Obviously, it was just like.
Oh, there's people in here. Movement, let's go look. You know?
So that was like our first experience with it. And I was like, there's got to be more to it. Why do people love this? So we had a chance, and I will say the second chance that we went to, it wasn't under like the best timing or circumstances, but it was like, hey, let's stop in and just see if another evening there is worthwhile. We were flying in from Virginia again, coming to our new place here, and we had just an evening, essentially. So instead of coming straight to our new place, we decided to stay in Kissimmee for the evening. And we got a room there, and I know this one in particular. The room, it looked, because I'm sure people know exactly which one I'm talking about. It's got this red bathtub.
Yes.
It had like a see-through bottom.
It looks like you're going in
it looks like a time machine.
Yeah, like a time machine.
And the tub itself was just like, that was why we got it, because I was like, oh, cool pictures in like this like glass bottom.
It's glass tub bottom, yeah.
And like all this kind of stuff. And the tub itself was like grungy. Like you couldn't get clear pictures. And then none of the electronics in it worked.
Right.
There's no instructions on how to use the actual tub.
Right.
There's like a TV screen in there. Couldn't figure out how to work that. There was music. Couldn't figure out how to work that. Some of the buttons just didn't work, period. It was really odd. And then I think we turned on the jets and hair came out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
done.
All right. Yeah. That's...
You're like, you got to get out. Because I was looking forward to it. I was like, oh, I can sit in the back.
Yeah, I was like, this has got UTI just written.
You're like, it's time for you to get out. I was like, over okay.
So we went again out looking around for people that night. And it was pretty quick. And maybe it was just because we got like that bad room taste in our mouth.
Could be.
We were just like, nah, this ain't for us. We came back. You begrudgingly fucked me. And then we left the next morning.
Yeah.
So those are our two experiences with it. Again, it sucks because like it's a place that we could feasibly go to while the kids are
at
school to go film if we needed to.
Right. Like,
or meet with people. But like, I'm not sure that that's the vibe I am going for. Right. We will try it again at some point. And again, if you're listening, like I'm not trying to bash y'all. This is just my honest, awkward review.
Right.
Like as somebody that doesn't have a clique, somebody that's just dropped in.
And we don't have the groups that we go with. We don't have, and I realize maybe that's what we're missing is, you know, the group aspect. But every time that we try to get into a group or we try to chat with people when they're there in a group setting, nobody talks to us. So we just stick to ourselves and we're not going to go force ourselves into a group because we want to like fit in. But at the same time, like it's tough. So.
Yeah, it's just not our thing. So we'd rather just kind of like coordinate our own stuff.
Drop in when we can.
Yeah. And have I'd rather be in charge, I think, have people come to us instead of us having to go to, you know, there and stuff. But everybody always asks, like, hey, do you go to Secrets? And we usually refrain, especially on TikTok, from talking about our experience. Because, like, we really don't want to tarnish them. Like, I'm all about the swinger community and supporting everybody that does this lifestyle. There's only so many places that you can be free to do what you want,
especially stateside.
Yeah. And I mean, so I'm not trying to trash anybody or say that you shouldn't go there. Cause I definitely think you should go and check it out.
Right.
There's a lot of really cool things about it, but for us, that was our experience. And it doesn't really just leave me with the feeling of wanting to go back.
Right.
There's other places that I want to check out too. I know that there's Temptations, I believe, closer to Tampa.
Yep.
Or Caliente. Maybe it's both of them.
I don't remember.
But I want to go check out those too. at some point within the next year or two, I'm sure we'll get to go to a lot of these places. And I'm hoping that we'll get to go to hedonism again soon, because it's been about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I can tell the economy's picking back up, because all of a sudden everybody's starting to spend a bunch more money on your page again. So
thank you.
That's
if
nice.
If you're listening.
Yes. If you're supporting, buying pay-per-views, subscribing, all that kind of stuff, we thank you for your support and for listening. Now, next time that we come back on, I think we need to talk about some of our hookup stories again.
Yeah.
We kind of are looking at them from a different light. Steph and I talk about these things. You know, we talked about the stories the first time. You know, I think we were still the first 10, 20 episodes that we had of this podcast. We were pretty well under the anxiety spell still.
Yeah.
And being cautious about what we spoke about. So we are going to revisit some of those stories, like our first swingers club and stuff like that. And maybe shed a little more light on it.
Yeah. Just, now that we're, you know.
Just dive in a little deeper. And if that's something you're interested in, make sure you let us know. Make sure if you like what you're listening to, you leave us some reviews. We could definitely use reviews.
Yeah.
Comment, follow, like, share, whatever it is you need to do to get those algorithms working for us in our favor. We could certainly use the help. And as always, just thanks.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
VirginitySnatchers.com, AwkwardTalk.com, AwkwardPillowTalk.com. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.